We've heard a lot about immigration over the past several years. Now, failed immigration reform efforts, demands to secure the border, and attempts to pass strict immigration laws at the state and city levels. But in parts of Pennsylvania, the conversation looks very different. Keystone Crossroads' Irina Zhurov reports that Pittsburgh is the latest city trying to attract immigrants.
When Omar Nassif was 8 years old in Iraq, he often thought about his future wife and kids, about the car and house and business he'd own. As an adult, he became an electrical engineer and made his 8-year-old self proud.
Before the war, I did many things. My cousins, my friends, my neighbors, they know Omar. He's working, make business. I did very well.
He lost everything when he fled Baghdad suddenly in 2006. Nassif, who's 39, says he received a death threat from terrorists over his work with an American company. They'd already killed an older brother.
I thought I will back to my country after 1 or 2 months, when everything is be saved.
Instead, he spent 2 years in Syria, 2 in the Netherlands, and 2 years in Jordan before he and his family received refugee status and came to Pittsburgh.
That, I think, have to be the last station. So tired, I'm done.
Those words are music to Pittsburgh's ears, because Pittsburgh has a plan.
It's 20,000 new residents over the next 10 years. And a portion of that, if we're doing it right, should be immigrants.
That's Betty Cruz, who heads Welcoming Pittsburgh, a new initiative to attract and retain newcomers. Studies show immigrants start businesses at a higher rate than non-immigrants, and they can raise home values when they move into neighborhoods. Audrey Singer, a researcher with the Brookings Institution, says programs like Welcoming Pittsburgh come as a reaction to failed immigration reform, but also because depopulated industrial cities see immigrants as an economic development tool.
A lot of these places are looking for two things: economic activity and population. Immigrants and refugees are often looked at as a really dynamic group.
Pittsburgh is just the latest Rust Belt city trying to buff up its 7% foreign-born demographic. Pretty low for an urban area. Philadelphia has a similar program, Chicago, St. Louis, Columbus, Dayton, about 40 cities in all. Programs differ, but some accommodate immigrants with and without documents. Barbara Murrock with the Allegheny County Department of Human Services says Pittsburgh has some catching up to do.
Back in the 80s, when immigration was starting to flow into many other large cities, we were having a real economic crisis here with the steel mills going down. So now that we are starting to have an inward migration, we're really just developing the awareness.
And people like Nassif need additional help transferring their degrees and certifications. Pittsburgh has the biggest ratio of high-skilled immigrants in the nation.
It's kind of like a maze. It's kind of a difficult process to get through.
About 30,000 high-skilled immigrants are underemployed in Pennsylvania. Nassif currently works as a caregiver, making $1,400 a month for a family of five. Murrock says the region has also struggled with interpretation services. And some see Pittsburgh as kind of parochial, not necessarily open to outsiders. Welcoming Pittsburgh hopes to change all that by opening government and coordinating various agencies' efforts. Singer, with Brookings, says it's too soon to tell if it's working in other cities, but what some call deliberate welcoming does seem to make a difference in terms of how people view a place. Ultimately, for immigrants, it comes down to opportunity.
There's first the market doing its job, and then social networks kick in. And so a lot of these welcoming initiatives are enhancements to those things that are already happening.
As for Nassif, he's staying positive. He's already bought a house, he's participating in a new program for high-skilled immigrants, and taking English classes. He likes Pittsburgh, says there's magic in the city. What will he do here?
His big dreams. I want to make, personal business.
That's very good news for the comeback city. Welcoming Pittsburgh will come out with a plan this spring. Irina Zhurov, Keystone Crossroads.